Trey, how would you describe what this season was like for you and what's your outlook going forward?
I think it was a learning process for me, you know, up and down year. You know, I think I learned a lot, and I went through a lot, and I think, you know, as a team, I think we did great. You know, I think we had some stretches where we showed we can be, we could beat some of the top teams in this league. So, you know, I think we're all excited about the future.
Trey, in many ways, this season was a carbon copy of last in terms of just your individual statistics. I mean, 12.8 points per game exactly, shot 37%, 38%. Did you expect to improve more, I guess, from year one to year two? And then what do you do to kind of get out of that rut in year three?
I did. You know, with the new coaching staff, new players, and I knew it was still going to be another learning process going from one coach to another. I expected to, you know, improve, but maybe not necessarily in areas where most people would expect for me to improve in, but more like growing as a person, growing as a person off the court, and, you know, maturing. I think that was the biggest thing for me. You know, I know this summer going into year three is probably my biggest summer. And I look forward to, you know, improving, training hard, you know, changing my body and getting ready for next year.
Trey, talking about biggest summer, what exactly are you going to work on, number one? Number two, how do you feel your role, how do you see your role moving forward? I know it changed in the middle of this year. Are you comfortable with that same thing moving forward?
I think this this offseason, you know, changing my body, getting stronger, getting quicker is something I'm really going, you know, really focus on. You know, just shooting a lot, you know, every day getting in the gym, you know, trying to, you know, get to the point where my shot is more consistent. I know that's one thing that I really want to work on. As far as my role, you know, I think coming off the bench was different for me because it's something I'd never, you know, experienced playing basketball. But, you know, I'm a team player, and I know, you know, what I can bring to the team. So, you know, every time coach put me out there, it was just like, you know, play your game. You know, you make plays for the team. And, you know, more importantly, I think defensively is where he wanted to see me grow. And I think that's an area that I really made a big jump in. Night in and night out, you play against some of the best guards, you know, in the league or in the world. So I really took that as a challenge. And I think defensively, I've grown a lot.
So many guys on this team improved. The results got better. What did Quinn Snyder and his coaching staff do? If you could put your finger on a couple things.
Just every day, you know, it was every single day he held us accountable. We came in every day ready to work. We came in every day ready to practice. And even days where we were tired, we didn't feel like practicing, you know, he pushed us. And from the players to the coaching staff, he held everybody accountable. So I think it was a level of respect that we all had for him and the coaching staff. And we knew that it was going to be. It was going to be a process. We knew it wasn't going to be from day one. We knew it wasn't going to be, you know, just that big jump, you know, that we ended up seeing. But we knew that gradually we'll see some progress. And after All-Star break, that's when we really started to see the potential that we had.
With that progress since the All-Star break, how did the locker room change as well?
It changed, you know, because you got guys that come in and, you know, new guys you don't know. And, you know, we're all human, so, you know, that's a process as well, you know, getting to know each other. But it's always easier when you're winning. So when we were on that 9-game losing streak, I think that really showed a lot about our team because we didn't do this. You know, we kind of came together and meshed, you know, more than anything. And we knew we were a better team than, you know, losing 9 games straight. So after All-Star break, that was kind of like I think All-Star break for all of us was like a refresher. Our minds was refreshed and we came back prepared and it showed.
You said that coach wanted you to improve defensively. So how do you do that in an off season? Now you can work on your shot and shoot a lot, but how do you improve defensively?
That's a good question because it is hard, you know, but I think watching film is one big area, watching some of the best defenders and how they are able and capable of getting over and under screens, getting back in front of their man or men and, you know, they're watching other guards that you play against every single night and seeing their tendencies and things like that. And And I think more importantly, you know, than those two is watching yourself, you know, watching film on yourself on defense and the times when you do get tired and get fatigued and, you know, you may see yourself kind of, you know, relax out there. You know, those are the times where you have to push through. And that's what makes the best defenders, you know, the best defenders. Cause they push through their fatigue and you can tell that they're really, you know, giving their all on the defensive end.
How specific was Quinn and kind of his summer plan for you, and how did that compare to maybe what you got last year?
Well, I haven't talked to him yet. So, okay. Yeah, I talked to him after you guys. So, but I'm looking forward to talking to him and, you know, getting his thoughts on this summer.
I mean this positively, even though it may not sound like it, but as a pro athlete, how do you deal with some of the shooting nights that you experienced this year?
Just going through it makes you stronger. You know, I think for me, you know, really just focusing on what you can focus on, and you just gotta keep going. You just gotta keep at it. And I think my coach Quinn was the guy that really helped me out with those type of nights. You know, he'd come up to me and just be like, you know, we all know what you can do, and just keep playing, man. Just keep making the right play. Keep doing what you can do out there, and I think this offseason is where next season, you know, that's where you can kind of cut some of those nights off, you know, every single day getting in the gym, getting those reps up and things like that. And, you know, kind of focusing on the spots and areas as a guard that I get to more than other spots. And, you know, shooting hundreds of shots every single day. And I don't think there's just one formula for it, to be honest with you. It's just a matter of, you know, being a student of the game and just staying in the gym. You know, I think I still got a lot of, you know, room for improvement, you know, as a player. And, you know, I look forward to getting better.
What change did you see in Gordon Hayward this year compared to last year?
I think the pressure was off of him. You know, I think last year he kind of put pressure on himself. And I think this year he kind of, you know, obviously, I know a lot of that has to do with, you know, him signing his contract. He wasn't out there thinking anymore. You know, he was just playing basketball, and you know, he was able to show the world what type of player he was.
What are your expectations for this team next year after the way you guys finished out this year?
I think we all talk about it. You know, it's getting to the playoffs. That's always the number one goal. You know, realistically, this year, you know, I think we all wanted to get to the playoffs, but we knew it would be a long stretch, you know, with the new coaching staff, to, you know, us being the youngest or one of the youngest teams in the NBA. So next year, I think playoffs is, you know, our goal, our definite goal. You know, like guys said, you know, the last few years, you know, you've been hearing rebuilding process and things like that. I think it's time that we, you know, take that next step, and, you know, we want to take that next step and get to the playoffs.
A lot's been made today about team chemistry. Was that kind of when the change was made with you and Dante? Was that kind of a conscious decision that you had to make within yourself that you weren't going to allow that to alter team chemistry at all, or what was that?
I mean, I never had a problem with, you know, any teammates. To be honest with you, I don't think ever playing basketball, so. It wasn't nothing I took personal or anything. You know, I still played, you know, a lot, played amount of minutes, things like that. You know, it was just a new, like you guys said, it was a new role coming off the bench, being able to see the game from a different perspective. You know, it was something that I had to, you know, kind of, you know, get used to at first, because I had never came off the bench on any level. So, you know, it's something that I'm, you know, going to continue to, you know, just fight through.
Trey, everyone has their own definition, but in your eyes, was this season a success?
Yes, I think so. I definitely think so. I think we exceeded a lot of expectations. You know, a lot of guys had us winning less than 25 games this year, and I think we had won 25 games 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I think it was a success. You know, we made some big strides. You know, everybody individually improved, I feel like. You know, rather if you've seen it or not, I think we all did, and I think it was something that we can definitely, you know, push into next season, you know, to help us get to the playoffs.